Our guest at the cafe this morning is the president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
And Michelle Walker is the communications and membership director of the Greenville Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, Chamber is Greenville Chamber of Commerce growing rapidly, maybe more rapidly than it has in anyone's memory?
Yes, we are growing by leaps and bounds. We haven't seen this type of growth and development probably, I would say, in 10 years in our membership base and in our people volunteering with us, wanting to get involved with what's going on in the community, because we are, even though we're a business service organization, we are also a community service organization. And so it's come to life. And everybody wants to be a part of it.
And this is because of new industry coming to town?
New industry and new life at the chamber and new volunteers at the chamber and people being excited. You know, I do have to give kudos to our ambassadors and to our volunteers and the people that have stepped in to really make this a fun and exciting thing to do.
I'm sure Byron's had something to do with that.
Byron, absolutely.
I might be able to take some credit.
Yeah, I get a little enthusiastic at times.
In the last couple of years. Now you have something relatively new, Business Before Hours, on the first Tuesday of the month, to go with Business After Hours on the third Thursday of the month. You've done for quite some time the Business After Hours, but now you do a Business Before Hours
thing. Yes, Business Before Hours started last April because we had membership base coming to us saying, we can't make your networking event in the evening. We have prior commitments. We have children. We have soccer practice. Or I'm a part of another group. Can't do this. Want an opportunity to network. And so we decided to come up with Business Before Hours. Started last April, ran it every other month. It was extremely successful. It was so successful at the end of the year, they were beating our door down to have one every month. And so now we have one every month.
What time do you meet?
7:30 a.m. It runs from 7:30 a.m. to 9. You are not required to stay the whole time. It is a come and go, but it is an opportunity to get out there and meet the business people in your community.
Continental breakfast kind of thing?
Similar, yes. A caterer comes in.
And so then you continue to do the after hours thing on the third Thursday of every month.
Yes. And
we're talking with Byron Taylor and Michelle Walker with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce about all the things going on there. And Byron, there's a big event coming up here at the university. This is Friday, April 13th. It's been two years that we had the bond issue for roads.
Yes, November 2016, I believe, was when the bond was passed.
2016. And,
they promised the voters after the bond was approved that they would keep everybody up to speed on what's going on. And so this is going to be a meeting that's going to be here at Texas A&M Commerce over in the Student Union Building. And it's going to be $10 to come. It will include lunch. And they're going to announce all the great things that are going on with the amount of money they've spent from the bond versus the projects that are in the pipeline for us.
Mm-hmm. So that was a $24 million bond issue?
It was $24 million. And I understand they've spent about $6 million of that bond, but I believe it's produced something about $170 million or so in projects.
How much of this? I haven't seen a lot of publicity about this.
That is correct. It's just that I think transportation projects move rather slow, and this is the first opportunity they have to update everybody on what exactly is going on.
So we're going to hear a lot about it on Friday, April 13th.
That's right.
Be a lot of public.
Including me. Yeah. I don't even know if I have all my numbers correct except for the $6 million portion of it, but we'll find out on that Friday.
Found out a lot that day, and there'll be a lot of publicity following that. So that's definitely a date to mark on the calendar. Just a minute or so left, we were talking with Michelle about how rapidly the chamber's growing. Part of that is your ribbon cuttings. You're kind of having to schedule those on a regular basis and group them together.
We went from having approximately a year ago maybe two a month to having six to eight a month now, every month. Mm-hmm. That's how rapidly we are growing and how proud our new members are to be members of the Chamber of Commerce and wanting that ribbon cutting and wanting the community to know that they're there and they're involved.
Is this growth that's finally, after all these years moving east from Dallas,
I believe there's a large percentage of reasoning behind that. Absolutely, I do. Yeah. But I also believe it has a lot to do with our community.
Right. Right.
Incoming employers as well as growth.
Yes.
Yeah. Growth, Metroplex growth.
Well, exciting times.
It is. Yeah. Our ribbon cuttings, by the way, are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1:30.
Tuesdays and so then yes. You have it scheduled on a Very precise.
We decided to do it on common day, common time, so that everybody knows when they're occurring and when we can keep up with them.
All right.
And if anyone's ever interested in joining us at a ribbon cutting, they're open to the public. And you can find all that information on our website.
Which is?
GreenvilleChamber.com.
There you go. GreenvilleChamber.com. Good. Byron and Michelle, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Byron Taylor and Michelle Walker with the Greenville Chamber. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.